You good with that? I mean,
yeah, that's fine.
You go home and change diapers or anything?
Oh, my kids are out of diapers.
Oh, I don't
They're going to
Fuck,
bed
you
now,
look so young. You're like you're about 28.
Well, I'm 40.
40, oh, well, fuck, you're still young.
Yeah.
Fuck you, I'm not talking to you anymore.
And now, this is Midlife for Men. With your hosts, Hockey Puck, two-time award-winning morning show host, award-winning voice actor, capable of leaping tall buildings in a single bound, the most flexible man behind a mic, who drives faster than a speeding bullet, Glenn Boy, and national touring, good-smelling, testosterone-laden woman magnet with a minor in psychology, he'll live by himself in a van down by the river, hypnotist Rick Boltz.
All right, let's give it a shot. Let's go.
Giddy up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us. I am Glenn Boy. That's hypnotist Rick Boltz, comedian hypnotist. Thanks for coming to the show. We got a special guest on today's show.
We do.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I've been this excited since my last date.
You're sex-cited.
I am. I know. I gotta try not to get distracted over here.
Oh, my God.
But
we're going to pull out all the puns today, aren't we?
Oh, why not? Yeah. Why not? That's what we're here for, right?
So we got to explain who this guy is, how you met him.
Let me go. I'm going to go just, we're going to tie this into the last podcast a little bit, because remember how we were talking about take care of yourself after a breakup. Guys don't do that. Do you like to go to the doctor, Glenn?
No, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
I do not enjoy going to the doctor, and I actually put off the pucker in the butt for a long time.
Unfortunately, I've had that done twice, and I didn't get a cigarette afterwards or a proposal.
You're a go-getter.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, just grab the ankles, let's do it.
twice?
So, yeah, well, I had to have it twice, you know, I'm getting up there in age, you know.
Oh, okay.
But so we're going to talk about, again, we were talking about how guys, after a breakup, they don't take care of themselves. They're dumping beer down their throat. They're, you know, doing whatever. They're feeling bad. And a lot of the important thing I want to bring up today isn't not so much about how they're feeling, but what they can do for themselves physically to get back some of their vigor that they might have lost even before the breakup.
Yeah, because so far, most of the stuff we've talked about has been mental.
Right.
We've been talking about the mental aspects of how to get over what you're going through with your wife's midlife crisis or your significant other's midlife crisis or whatever it may be. And this is going to be on a completely different plane.
Well, and a lot of guys, when you go through a breakup, and I did this myself, this is the important thing to remember, that you're not alone and that you will do these things. I blamed myself, just like, you know, I'm sure at some point in time, you've blamed yourself for something.
Yeah.
No matter what the outcome would be. Nobody's perfect. But what happens is during a marriage, as everybody gets older, we change physically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys hit, you know, guys are hitting their 40s and they're all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, I can't keep it up as long. Mm-hmm. Am I going to dissatisfy her? And then you go through a breakup and you're wondering if, wow, did I, you know, was my sexual
prowess not prowessing?
Yeah. did I not perform enough? Did I push her into somebody else's arm? Because those are the things that go through your mind, especially if a woman cheats on you. You know, like I told you, the worst thing you can do.
I've been there, done that.
Yes. The worst thing you can do to a guy is cheat on him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like I said, you know, if my ex would have come up to me and said, hey, you know, I don't love you anymore, I could accept that. But, you know, I don't love you anymore, but hey, here's my new boyfriend. That hurts.
Ouch.
Yeah. And then to know he's a friend of a friend of a friend. I mean, come on.
Right.
Yeah.
So
today I brought in a guy I'm very excited to introduce you to. I have actually started seeing him. For
outside of his marriage,
yes, we're not cheating. She knows about it. But you know, if it comes to that, I'm going to cheat because this guy is fabulous. This is Jeremy Campbell. He actually is part of the Apex Men's Health Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
He's a provider there. I have been on replacement testosterone and other things to help me with different things that I'm going through at my age.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is low T, but there's a lot of other stuff that Jeremy's going to get into that I think guys will find interesting and beneficial. So I'm going to let you introduce yourself, kind of tell us how you came up with the thought of your clinic and where you're at with it today.
Great. Yeah, because you started someplace else originally.
I did, yeah. So I'm Jeremy, and I'm from Apex Men's Health Clinic, and so I want to be really clear right up front is that we are not the typical men's clinic from town. So there's a lot of testosterone factories in Omaha and guys that haven't been to the doctor.
Keyword factory.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't want to get into the specifics of how they do things because I like to focus on how I do things and not the competition, because really in reality, I don't even see myself as competition for them.
I don't either.
Something completely different. Where these guys in Omaha, and if you look at it, testosterone is everywhere right now, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks they're low on testosterone. And why is that? Is because of all the marketing right now of, gosh, do you have these symptoms of low energy or low libido or ED issues? Come see us. You might have low T. Well, maybe you don't have testosterone issues, or maybe it's a combination of problems. Maybe you've got diabetes or a thyroid issue or sleep apnea or some other medical problem that, since you haven't been to the doctor in 15 years, that it's been undiagnosed. So is all the testosterone in the world going to fix sleep apnea? No, it's not. Or any of these other problems.
And one of your premises, which you made very clear to me when I first came in, your main goal wasn't about testosterone and giving somebody and getting their levels up and pushing them out the door. You said something to me that was really cool, that I thought was really cool. He said, guys don't like to go to the doctor. Just like I asked you, Glenn, you don't like to go.
No.
And now they're going through this psychological change. Mm-hmm. This is speaking from where we're coming from.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a breakup, or their sex life isn't the greatest, and now they've got to face it or accept it and do nothing about it, and then things happen. Okay. So that was one of the things that I thought was really admirable about you. You got across to me is that you were more concerned about me as a healthy male than you were really what my testosterone levels were.
Well, and nobody goes to the doctor and says, my testosterone level is 100, I want it to be 1,000. Nobody cares what your testosterone level is. What they care about is the quality of life, the symptoms that you experience from possibly low T. So energy, libido, ED issues, concentration, mental fog, depression, anxiety, insomnia issues. I mean, there's so many. Guys can be affected in any way, number of forms, that's what they're focused on. And so that's my approach is, let's not treat the number, let's treat your symptoms, because what numbers on a sheet of paper say doesn't really mean anything. It's your quality of life that you're trying to improve.
And if you've ever experienced it, you know, problems with, you know, staying hard or keeping your erection, it's hard to say that to another guy, let alone your sex partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've even had it where patients have come in and they tell me that they're avoiding women or intimate situations, worried that they won't be able to perform.
And what happens is it creates a doubt in both of them. The wife's going, well, what, I'm not good enough for you now? Yep. Or if you don't explain to her and communicate to her that you have that problem, she's going to think it's her. Mm. It's a human.
Yeah.
It
really messes with the psyche, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
So what I did was, I wanted to get guys into the doctor that haven't been there for years. Yes, testosterone is a very popular topic, and yeah, it gets guys to actually seek care because the one thing that makes them a man isn't working anymore. Well, then they're going to go and look for help, right? Mm-hmm. So what are the big reasons guys don't go to the doctor? Cost, convenience, concern, being told that they're going to be needing blood pressure medicines or something's wrong with them.
Pride.
Confidentiality. So I tried to address all of those four things with my clinic. So I do mine in it's a direct primary care model. So my patients it's a monthly fee. And with that monthly fee, then you get your yearly physical, and then you can come in for your annual exam. And that yearly physical checks cholesterol and thyroid and pretty much everything. But then And there's no reason to do a finger.
I was wondering why you're waving your hand in the air. Like, what the hell is he doing with his finger?
No finger. That was one of the things he said to me because, you know, like I said, I've experienced that a couple of times already. And he said, well, you explain, because you're in that position. It's really not an accurate test, is it?
It's not. If you look at the studies, a PSA blood test will pick up an abnormality in a prostate far before my finger will.
Really?
So unless you're having symptoms, you're probably not going to get a massage on your rectum from me. Because there's no real need for it.
He's a good looking guy. Symptoms.
I like this guy already.
So. I mean, if I'm going to have one, he's a good looking guy. You know, I mean, if I have to have my choice, I'd have to hold a mirror there so I could watch. But yeah.
So I
what a shitty show this has turned into.
It's degrading fast. But I tried to address all those things. So mine, it's all guys that work there. So guys who don't want to come in and see three little old ladies sitting at the front desk, that why they're there, or have a nurse that takes them back to the room. I'm almost a one-man show. I've got a couple of guys that come in and help me when I need some assistance with drawing blood and rooming patients and ordering tests, those kinds of things. But otherwise, it's a very atypical medical practice. You're going to see me sitting at the front desk. When you call the clinic, you're going to get me on the phone.
Hmm.
It's, you know, I'm going to get your vital signs. I'm going to do it.
I came in the other day, and he unlocked the door and left. And then he came back with packages. I'm like, he goes, here, watch Hulu. Okay. But he came back. Yeah. So, yeah, I have. But again, remember, it's hard for guys to talk to their wives. Or, you know, even after this thing, they are just tore up emotionally. And when we're talking about what we talk about with going through a breakup, the last thing they want to do is try to explain it to someone, or so they shut down altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And I would much rather see them, you know, go to his clinic and get the truth and talk to him. He's easy to talk to.
So what is it? A lot of guys are like, okay, well, my T level is this. What is normal? What is considered normal for anybody? Or sure. Does it vary by age?
It does. But once you become an adult, then it's pretty much after that. They're pretty equal, we'll say, or everybody's on that equal playing field. So they say symptoms will begin right around the level of 300. And then the optimal range where I try to keep my guys is between 600 to 800. Now, there's guys that are going to feel better at 500, and there's guys going to need up to 1,000. Like I said before, we don't treat the number, we treat the patient. And that's the most important thing.
So how do you determine what the level is that a guy needs to be at?
It's your symptoms that we're treating. Remember, we're not focused on the number. The number is there to guide our treatment, but your symptoms are what we're trying to improve.
Okay.
And then we draw labs to monitor the therapy, mainly just to look for side effects and make sure we're in the ballpark. We're not getting too out of range.
Mm. So what are the most common symptoms that guys are coming to you for?
Yeah, it's variable. Every guy, it's going to get affected in a different way. Mm-hmm. Some, like I had mentioned before, energy is a huge one.
Yeah.
Libido is a really big one. And the ED issues. Those are the top three by far.
Yeah.
But mental fog, concentrations, motivation, depression, anxiety. I've even seen guys that were sent over from psychiatrist's office that are just refractory to any, you know, antidepressant treatments, that they say, go get tested.
I wonder why.
And see. And sir, you put them on therapy and they actually feel better.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. I can tell you from experience, I'm going to say 10 years is probably when I started getting my T levels, testosterone levels checked. They started out with shots, which was fine. I didn't really care to give myself my own shots. I did, but I didn't really care to. And so then I got into the gels, which were good, but there's a lot of things you got to consider in the gels, you know, because they're on your skin. And if you come in contact with somebody too soon, you know, like a woman or even a child, they can have adverse reactions to it and stuff like that. So I discovered pellets.
So how many different versions of T-boosts are there?
Well, there's four different ones that I usually perform. So topical, like Rick had mentioned, you just rub it on your skin, usually on a daily basis, and then it absorbs in and your body feels the benefits.
Right.
There's oral tablets that actually absorb in your mouth. They look like a breath mint. You do that on a daily basis.
Does it give you good breath?
It doesn't change it, no.
No,
but it does come in flavors.
Oh, okay.
Are they sublingual or just on the tongue?
Kind of.
They're water soluble. Are they like Winstrol? Is that like that, or
no, different than that. This is actually testosterone, not any other molecule.
Okay.
They're too big to go under the tongue, so you just dissolve them in your cheek.
They look like
an Altoid almost.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
They work good for guys who don't like shots. They get the absorption is a little variable, kind of like the topicals. You just don't really know how a guy's going to respond to them.
Mm.
And it's every day, like I said. Injections, by far, most common therapy. It's once a week, typically. But the injections also have the highest side effects, too.
What kind of side effects are we talking about?
Things you got to watch for mainly with injections is estrogen conversion, because guys don't have ovaries to make estrogen. Our estrogen comes from testosterone. An enzyme in our body breaks it down one more step and turns it into estrogen.
Converts it, yeah.
Yep. And it's weird to think that guys have estrogen, but we do. Just like women have testosterone, it's just at different concentrations.
Yep.
Only thing we're missing is breasts.
Well, the that's the one thing I watch for when guys are on therapy in my clinic is I ask him, you know, how many Hallmark movies have you watched in the last week? And that tells me if their estrogen level is too high or not.
You know, that's so funny.
How many boxes of tissue have you gone through?
It's so funny because I had picked up some stuff at the store, and there were pills, and they're supposed to be a T-boost, right? They're by Weider, like Joe Weider, right? So I take these things, and I took them for like 1 or 2 days.
So Weider's dead, by the way.
Yeah. And so for like 2 days maybe, and then the second day, my whole body, I went to full body aches. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why do I feel like I want to lie in bed watching the Hallmark Channel and cry? I just want to cry. Why do I feel like I'm having a period? Oh, shit. I've got too much estrogen. That's what happened, isn't it?
It's possible.
There was no block.
So a lot of
you can block too much, too.
A lot of yes, you can. You need a little bit of estrogen in your system.
But I apparently had a shit ton because I was having a period in 2 days.
It's hard.
I did everything but leak.
It is. You'll have to see an OB doctor for that, or a gynecologist. I don't know if I can help you.
Yeah, I don't know many guys that'll recommend me.
Ladies
to
and gentlemen, next week on the show.
So, what I was going to say is about the over-the-counter products. There's a lot of them out there, and they have everybody's name on there, and they're all T-boosts. But most of them are testosterone precursors. So the thought is if you get more of this substance in your body, then your body has to break it down to testosterone, and then it'll make your levels go higher. Well, not everybody's body does that. If you don't have the right enzymes, or if you don't have the right molecules, or if you're just genetically not able to break that down any further, you're not going
to
do it.
Which goes back to your original statement, everybody's different. You got to really watch the blood test.
It's an individualized approach. In a lot of the other clinics, everybody's on the same exact program. There's not a lot of difference. It's just your dosage is basically the difference.
Yeah, I know somebody who was taking some and ended up started growing breasts and having to get a treatment for that. I'm like, you know, you're too young for this.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go to see somebody professional rather than buying some shit on the internet that you saw that everybody else goes, oh yeah, it's great. It's like that it was, you know, spam reviews that were full of shit. And so he bought all this stuff and I'm like, dude, you don't need this.
Nothing's funner than a night out and watching your best friend lactate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to have some coffee. Would you mind squirting in that?
Yeah. Can I get some half and double
half
D?
Half
and
man?
Can I get a double D in that?
some half and man?
Yeah. So, the other one, now, are you going to go into the pellets? Because excited about the pellets.
Yeah. So, we know the injections last a week.
Yep.
Pellets last how long?
Anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And like I said before, everybody's different. It just depends on how fast your body breaks them down.
So how often do you have to get tested on the pellets then just to see, I mean, is it the first go-round just to see how long they are going to last in your system?
Yes.
In your individual system?
What I typically do, and they look like a grain of rice. They're inserted underneath the skin. It's an in-office procedure. Very simple. Pretty pain-free. Once you get a little numbing medicine, you don't feel anything else.
Mm-hmm.
No stitches. Very minimal downtime. But basically, you get them 3 months to 6 months. I usually do testing at 2 months and at 4 months, because 4 is kind of the average of when people will usually metabolize them out.
Okay.
And we can kind of get a trend at 2, because that's going to be about your peak on how high your levels got. And then at 4, and then you might start to drop down a little bit, and we see how your symptoms are. If you're starting to get symptomatic, your levels are low enough, then yeah, we can talk about reimplantation at that time, or we can give it another little bit of time and just kind of play it by ear.
So let me go into, this is going to kind of feed into, first of all, you have now been treating me for going on 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the pellets before. I was going to another doctor or clinic, I should say, and they were just giving me the pellets. I had some symptoms with the pellets, which really weren't, well, I guess they were a derivative from the pellets, but they weren't like a side effect from like siphonate or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a natural process where it was breaking the testosterone down into estrogen, and my estrogen levels were going up. So the first time I did the pellets, I was in heaven. And now, remember, I had done the shots. I had done the gels.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two major reasons why I was in heaven. One is because you go into the clinic, you're in and out. I don't even think it takes an hour.
Oh no.
You know, unless you're me, and then you talk, and then it's like 2 hours.
are we at lunch yet?
Nurse, could you give me that duct tape, please?
That's what I recommend a general anesthesia for you.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I'll take that, too. You know, out of all the time I've known him, he's just now he's going to bust out his sense of humor. All right, great. I'll take that, though.
Next time you have an appointment, call me. I'll come get you.
Yeah, you can come drive me.
Drive you in and out, yeah.
So when I got the pellets the first time, it was great. And then and like you said, for me, I just started to notice slight signs of when they were starting to, my levels were starting to get, for me mm-hmm. personally, because it'll be different for everybody, but it's the same feeling. Mm-hmm. Could be longer, could be less, mm-hmm. but I started to get back the old feelings of being lethargic, not maybe being able to keep an erection long enough or whatever the case may be. But I know when it is, and we just talked about this because when I met you, I was about 2 months and my levels were at 930 or something like that mm-hmm. at 2 months. I got tested the other day and that would be just a little over 4 months.
Yeah,
now.
You're a little over four.
Yeah. 285. Yeah. So, I want a backstory this a little bit. When I went into him the first time, the reason why I went into him because nobody else would give me an estrogen blacker. And I kept hearing about, people would tell me, no, you need an estrogen blocker. And nobody would give it to me. Oh, you don't need that. Not with the pellets. You don't need that. You don't need that. We went in and tested. It wasn't even, I think I tested like on a Monday. On Wednesday, you had prescribed me an estrogen blocker. Within mm-hmm. 2 days, I was back to feeling great again. Within 2 days. And that's how important it is to know. And this is why I know this. He knows what he's talking about. Because I made him draw me a picture along with his illustration to show me what was going on in my body. And he did it.
You're an artist as well, Jeremy? Wow.
Well, I use crayons. Yeah. It's my favorite medium.
Yeah. But... he did offer me some crayons. And he said, don't worry if you eat them because they're not toxic.
I love the line. It's my favorite medium.
It's all guys that come into my clinic, but I keep the crayons and the Play-Doh in the corner just in case.
Yeah. And he does have a Slinky in the far corner for those ones who just can't concentrate.
But this could be you.
The thing that I love about your clinic is I went in, when I walked in, I didn't feel, I've been to the other clinics mm-hmm. and the other clinics were, well, what about this? And what about this? I mean, I'm not kidding you. Before I walked out of there, if I'd had the money, I would have spent $6,000. I'm not even kidding you. I'm not kidding you.
And now he tells me this.
For the driving all my sugars now.
It wouldn't have mattered. He didn't have it.
Yeah. I was like, okay, can I keep it hard enough to rob a bank? You know what I mean? It's the only gun I got. So the thing was, and you were right. And you were talking about this. I'll let you talk about this because I don't think you brought it up on the podcast yet. We were talking about it earlier about how it's more important for them for sales numbers, okay, of products and mm-hmm. things like that than it was treating the patient.
For the other T clinics, yeah.
Right. And the first thing I realized when I walked into your clinic was that you cared about me. I'm like, well, dude, back up, man. I thought maybe he was like making a pass at me. He was so nice. But no, he was like super nice. And he took the time to explain it. And I even said, remember a couple of times, I said, dude, am I like taking up too much of your time? Because I'm like used to going to the doctor, throwing a needle at my ass like a dartboard and going, yeah, next.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he did. So explain to them, I want you to explain to them the difference between your philosophy mm-hmm. and how you look at it. And again, you know, your experience with the other clinic.
Most of my patient encounters are an hour long.
And I is that right?
Yeah, I don't like to schedule patients, especially new ones, for anything less than an hour. Because, I mean, what's the worst thing that happens when you go to your primary care doctor? You get 15 minutes with them in the room, and they can't stop thinking about the people that are in the next room over mm-hmm. that they've got to get to.
Right.
So they want to get in and out as fast as possible.
Right.
I would rather you spend as much time in my clinic as you need to. Let's address all the problems. You know, do you need a refill of medicines? You know, we get a complete medical history. We do our exam, everything. We take as much time as we need. There's no pressure, no rushing it. Let's just get it all done now, get all the questions answered so you don't go home scratching your head or wondering or doing anything else. Guys who come in that just need a shot, of course, you're not going to be in there an hour. But you get as long as you need for whatever problems you have.
I mean, if they're like a little afraid of shots and they're hesitant, you'll wait, right? A little bit, right?
As long as they need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glenn, he's kind of afraid of that stuff.
My blood pressure goes up a little bit.
It does.
I've got one patient that does not want us to check his blood pressure in the clinic. He's got what's called white coat syndrome.
What do you do, go out in the parking lot and do it?
And he got so frustrated at his family practice doctor or his primary care doctor before that they always insisted on getting a vital sign on him and taking his blood pressure, and it was always high, and then they were always pushing him on blood pressure medicines. He's a very reliable patient. He checks his blood pressure at home. He gives me a log with the records, and I trust him. I don't check his blood pressure in the clinic.
What's the symptom that he has? What is it called?
It's called white coat syndrome.
What does that mean?
Doctors wear white coats.
Oh, white coat. Yes. Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
I don't typically wear one unless it's really cold in the clinic.
The only thing I suffer from anymore is lack of nookie syndrome.
or cold hand syndrome.
Yeah, well, I always warm those up.
Yeah.
So the other thing is with mine, member, I'm not an insurance-based clinic, so a lot of problems can be handled over the phone.
Yeah.
My guys have a direct link to my phone that if there's an issue, they text me, and we can handle it.
Okay, I'm jumping in right here. What he's talking about is this app that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you go in there. And you talk to him about his memberships and that, which are just, they're ridiculously cheap. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't care where you're at, where you hear this at. This guy can take care of you, and he will. But here's the fact of the matter is that this app is so cool because if you don't, even in again, like I don't have insurance. Mm-hmm. I'm divorced. I can't afford insurance at my age. And I mean, hell, I might as well have insurance for everybody. And so one of the things that blew me away when you first gave me your fee, I was waiting for the rest of it. This is a down payment. All right, come on. Cause I'm not kidding you. It was almost $6,000. And I'm not kidding you before I went out of that other clinic.
Wow.
I'm not even kidding you. It's a year's treatment. Your treatment. I could buy this stuff on the internet for, $5. But anyway, no, I digress, but I'm just saying it's crazy. And so when he told me that, I was seriously waiting for the left hook.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, this guy has a very good system. He's very personable. He knows what he's talking about. He taught me more in an hour than I've learned in the last 10 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. This app, he will always return it. You download this app, you get you have to verify your who you are and all that. So when you mm-hmm. communicate back and forth, you know who you are. And it's simple to do.
Yeah, it's just a text messaging app that's HIPAA compliant, basically.
Oh, good.
You don't text my nurse or anybody else. You text me. Mm-hmm. And right. If there's an issue, and who in this world now doesn't have their phone in their pocket 99% of the time? And
true.
I mean, have you ever tried calling your primary care doctor's office?
Yeah, that doesn't work so well.
So the cool thing about it is this. You live in Kansas City. I don't care where you live. Wherever you live, he can help you. You got a problem in Kansas City, you know what? They got phones at the pharmacies there. You can call in there. You have other resources of places where you call in stuff for your prescriptions and stuff too, correct?
Correct. So any prescription for general medical problems, we find the cheapest pharmacy for you. A lot of my guys are uninsured, which doesn't bother me. I'd rather them come in, have a membership, get addressed, somewhere that they can go to get medical problems addressed other than the emergency room or an urgent care. Those facilities are not set up to take care of general medical problems. They're for emergencies or urgencies, depending on which one you go to. So anybody who doesn't have insurance, I try to find the best in price for medicines at the pharmacy for them, for whatever medicines. We try to use generics as often as possible. And I try to do cash prices on other tests too, like stress tests or sleep studies. Or I tried to develop resources where guys who don't have insurance don't have to then pay insurance prices.
You were telling me you have something set up where you can get an MRI or a CAT scan and stuff too, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So I've got an agreement with an imaging clinic that if you needed an X-ray, a CAT scan, MRI scan, ultrasound, it's about a tenth of what you would be charged if you were going to bill insurance. So to give you an example, an X-ray is about $50, an MRI scan is about $500. Even my own dad needed a CAT scan, and his insurance, it was quoting him, it was going to be over $1,000 to get it done. And he's got, of course, a high deductible plan like most people do. And so I said, no, don't do that. Just get, I'll tell you this other clinic, you can go in, you can get it for cash, $300 he paid. Same exact test, was going to be $3,000 for his insurance or $300 out of pocket.
Isn't that crazy?
We as consumers are being robbed by insurance industry. Because medicine now is a business. So, I mean, it's not about patient care anymore. It's about what will insurance pay me to do for you?
What do we contract? How much can we get out of that contract for you to do that, each one of those MRIs or whatever? Yeah.
Well, so I'm originally from Canada. Mm-hmm. And so they put some rules. They put some lockdowns on the doctors. You're only allowed to see so many patients per day.
Yeah.
And so there are doctors that are running from Canada to the U.S. because there's no limit on how many patients they can see and how much money they can generate. So they were like, you're putting a cap on my living. It's like, but we want people to be cared for. I mean, what is so wrong with you actually spending time with somebody and not triple booking?
It's probably that if they seen more patients, then they would order more tests, which would then end up costing more money because it's government funded, right? The Canadian health system.
But back to the app. This is what's really cool about the app. And you explained this to me. I obviously I've used it, on the app. If, like I said, if you're in Kansas City mm-hmm. and you're already a member and a patient, okay, then you just say, hey, you know, I've got this, this, and this, and you can call whatever, end up diagnosing it, and you can call a prescription at the local pharmacy in Kansas City. They go pick it up.
Well, I've had this happen more than once of I've got a text late at night. I forgot my blood pressure medicine and I'm in Las Vegas I'm in so-and-so. So it's okay. Where are you at? What's the closest pharmacy? And then I can send in the prescription. They go get it and really? Then they're fine. They're covered for the weekend or wherever, however long they're gone. That's happened more than once. But also, like you mentioned too, wherever you guys are, any guy that's on hormone replacement therapy or testosterone, that all gets shipped directly to the patient. I don't keep any of that in the clinic. That's all patient specific. That needs to go directly to you. So they get it shipped directly to them. So they don't even have to worry about going to a pharmacy. And that's actually included in the price of membership for guys as well.
Yeah.
Communication costs.
Yeah. Do you have a website?
I do. So our website is apexmensclinic.com.
Phone number?
402-315-2987.
Say it again.
402-315-2987.
And give me that website one more time.
apexmensclinic.com.
Very cool.
I'm telling you, this dude rocks. Like I said, I've been going through the yo-yo up and down stuff for about 10 years, and I have not only learned more, I've made more progress, believe it or not, in the almost 3 months that I've been associated with him. I'm telling you, if you're listening to this, you're worried about anything, call this guy. I guarantee you, he will find a way to help you. And he'll also keep it as low cost as he can. The membership is great. The accessibility to him, I've never had a problem getting a hold of him. Hell, he's sitting here right now.
Right. Having
of course,
beer.
He's tied up. But but yeah, so again, man, you got any more questions for him?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, I know that your headspace has even changed. I mean, you have become, in the last few months, because we hang out all the time. And like I've said in the past, Rick and I, we had our bromance and we broke up a few times because of the shit we were going through. But that's to be expected. But I've noticed that in the last handful of months, your headspace has gotten better.
Yeah. And it will. I'm going to tell you what, when you get your levels, and that's any level, even your estrogen levels, all your levels, I mean, it all affects who you are internally,
yeah.
Correct?
That is correct.
And so when you get those things start to, you know, to balance, I don't feel my age. I have it for a long time. But I'm just saying, when he introduced the estrogen blocker to me, which nobody else was like, oh, we don't want to do that. Why would we want to do that? He listened to and the symptoms. Remember what I was talking about?
I heard your symptoms and I said, it sounds like you've got an estrogen issue going on here.
Yeah.
We need to check some levels on you and let's get to the bottom of this.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. Normal estrogen for a guy my age, about 20, right?
Correct.
Mine were 60.
Oh, that's
true. So I was going to bitch slap people and bake pies, okay? I mean, you know, I was watching Martha Stewart instead of, somebody on the racetrack.
Okay? Arnold Schwarzenegger was...
Yeah, it's not a tumor. So again...
Hey, everybody, let's have pudding.
That was a Miss Doubtfire, yeah. So...
Ooh, he's a victim of a run-by fruiting, my dear.
There you go. So again, anything that you need, just refer... This guy's great. I'm telling you, you will not regret it.
Well, I think we need to give him the infomercial, but wait, there's more.
No, there is?
There is. The initial consultation, how much did that cost you, Rick?
Man, let me tell you how much that cost.
Please tell me, Rick, how much
I'm
did that cost?
I'm going to tell you how much that cost.
Sneak up there and tell me how much did it cost.
Not a damn thing.
Hey, I like not a damn thing.
The initial consultation is 100% free because, like I said, I want guys to come in. They have a chance. See our clinic. Mm-hmm. Listen to what we're all about. Let me see what you're dealing with, and I'll tell you my honest opinion. We are a new clinic, and there have been times where I've said, sorry, this isn't the place for you. You've got something that I can't handle, basically, or you're looking for something that isn't going to work out for me. And,
yeah.
You know, it's not going to benefit you, basically.
So for somebody who can't come and see you, though, can you do a virtual?
Virtual, we don't have the ability to do any virtual.
Yeah, because you can't draw blood or anything. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Can you not go off blood tests?
We can. So if you've had a physical with your primary care doctor within the last year and you've had some labs, definitely. And we can certainly talk over the phone and we can discuss things. I mean,
oh, okay.
There's nothing different than me talking on the phone compared to sitting in my office.
Can you, from one remote place to another, can you order blood tests?
I can. But you'd still have to go to a drawing facility and,
right.
and get it done.
No, I understand that.
And then get the
results. But it's cheaper for you to order them than it is to they go to their doctor. I mean, I had a blood test that was like $1,200, no?
Not anymore for
okay.
us, unfortunately.
Okay.
And there it will be cheaper if you came into the clinic and got it done.
Okay.
I don't have the ability to order it remotely any longer from the lab company that I
use. Because of specific ones that you do, right?
That's correct.
Right, right.
Because
okay.
I try to save my patients the most money as possible.
Right.
And so to keep that low, I use a local lab company, basically.
Okay, so let me, and you tell me if I'm wrong, reiterate this. You go to your doctor, and I know under most insurance policies, you get 1 to 2 blood tests a year.
Yep.
So if you've had one within the last 6 to 12 months, let's mm-hmm. say 8 months, because if you get closer to 12, it's kind of, you know, depending on when they, you know, let's just say 6 to 12 months. Is that okay?
It is within a year.
Yeah. You can fax them to them. You can email them to them, whatever. And,
definitely.
No? Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can start go from there.
And then you can discuss all the other pertinence that you need to, but
no question.
I'm telling you, if you can hear this, I don't care if you're in from that weird place called Canada. You need to make an effort to get to this guy. This guy generally cares, and it goes along with what we're talking about. Guys, take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any better by ignoring the situation. And I understand you're down in the dumps and you've just been dumped, but it doesn't help to take yourself to a lower level. Trust me, I've been there. Like I've said before, and Glenn knows this, for 45 days I buried myself inside an apartment. Because I was worried about some woman who cheated on me. And you know what? It's 3.5, almost 4 years later, and it doesn't matter. It's like that couch that you fought over when you were getting divorced. You just bought it. It was $1,000 couch. 4 years later, it's worth $25. Who gives a shit?
Yep.
Take care of yourself. Call guys like Mr. Campbell here. We'll make sure you get to him. If you don't know the number, listen to the podcast, whatever. But yes.
It'll be on the website as well.
Yes, definitely.
Jeremy, thanks so much for coming in, man.
Oh, it was a pleasure being here. I really appreciate the opportunity. It was great.
You were worth the beer.
Oh. That's good.
That's Jeremy Campbell from Apex Men's Health Clinic. All right, thanks for joining us on the podcast. I'm Glenn Boy. He's comedian hypnotist Rick Boltez. Our website, midlifeformen.com. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. And if you want to contact us, there's a form on the website. Just go fill it out. It'll hit our inbox, and we'll reply. And in the future, we'll actually be doing some shows live where you can interact with us and call in. Watch for that. Watch for our Facebook page as well. Go check it out. It's just Midlife for Men on Facebook. Go like that, and we will announce there when we will go live so you're able to interact with us during that show. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. See you.
This is Midlife for Men.